英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的英语美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, good afternoon, I hope you're enjoying the nice spring weather today.
照例呢，周一向我们所有的朋友们问好，欢迎大家呢登录到在线直播间和全国各地的小伙伴们一起来收听今天的美文。今天我们和美国科幻小说家艾萨克·阿西莫夫一起啊，去展望一下未来的世界。
Yeah, the future. Who knows what it's going to look like, right? Actually, the story we're going to read today really reminded me of the day that my phone was not working. I couldn't do anything. I couldn't do like the awful bike. I could not buy anything in a store. I could not pay for my lunch. I was hopeless.
幻想世界或者说是畅想未来啊，是我们人类的本能。
嗯，
我们生活在这个当下，总是想知道未来的世界究竟会是什么样子呢？在艾萨克·阿西莫夫的那个年代啊，他呢就写了很多的科幻小说来畅想未来的世界是什么样子。今天相对于他那个年代来说就是一个 future。
Yeah, he really writes about a future in which many things are different. Like,I mean, we probably couldn't imagine having a smartphone 20 years ago or using your phone to pay. Well, exactly Isaac did the same. He was thinking about the future and he was coming up with all these crazy ideas about how the future could be. But actually, he might be right.
我们生活的这个世界科技真是高速发展，二三十年前可谁想到如今竟然是用手机就可以支付了、
yeah.
这些都超出我们的意料之外，是吧？但是科幻作家呢总是有很多的想象力，嗯，比如说今天这位艾萨克·阿西莫夫，他呀是科幻小说家，又是文学评论家，还是生物学家，是 biologist 还是historian, 历史学家。
Really a well-rounded man.
是，他是美国科幻小说黄金时代的代表人物之一。一生著述有将近500本，题材呢涉及到自然科学、社会科学、文化艺术等各个领域，还是科幻史上的三巨头。
Yeah, he is really a one very famous science fiction writer amongst all other styles he's written about. He has written over 500 books. And, well, science fiction is one of his main specialties, so to say. But, I mean, I think it makes sense because science fiction is kind of fun, isn't it? Because the future...did not happen yet.
其实像科幻小说我们节目中也介绍过一些。
嗯，
但是有些科幻小说大部分来说呢人们觉得很难读，所以也就不怎么读了。
Yeah.
但是我们介绍这些文章相对来说是比较简单。
Yeah, a lot of people, they kind of are scared for science fiction stories because they contain a lot of difficult vocabulary or complicated words. If I read them, I don't even know what some words mean, you know?
但今年好像科幻是一个挺火的一个主题。像开年我们看那个《流浪地球》开始。
Yeah, right now more and more science fiction stories come and that means also more and more...More easier science fiction.
是否意味着人们探索未来的脚步加快了呢？带来今天的这篇 The Fun They Had， 标题就很有趣，叫做他们的乐趣，他们享有的乐趣。是讲什么呢？说2057年的有一天啊，一位小学生 Margie 在日记当中写到说 ,Tommy 发现了一本古老的书，一本关于学校的书。然后就叙述说啊，在祖父的那个时代啊，听说所有的故事都是印在纸上，而不是像今天我们看到的这样在屏幕上移动。学校里有一座有一种叫做真人的老师这样的生物。
Yeah, a real teacher, a real man teaching classes.
什么是一个 real man teaching classes? 我们现在身边的都是机器人，布置作业，检查作业。
Yeah, because she was living in a time that she only got classes from a robot, a mechanical teacher.
所以他们特别的充满好奇，这种所谓的老式学校究竟是个什么样啊？一定是一种非常有趣的体验吧。
Yeah, she's like very interested in this world in which people had books and children were going to some special building called school and they had class from a real man.
这种科幻小说呢，有趣的地方在于它完全是展现的作者的一种 imagination, 想象力。它是立足在过去啊，然后畅想未来。然后给今天的人来读。
Yeah, it's kind of funny because the year 2057 does not that far away from us now, isn't it?
当然2157年对于现今来说也不是那么的远，也就是100多年以后。
Yeah, about 100 years from now.
但是100多年以后啊，那样的世界按照现今的这个科技发展的速度来说，能变成什么样真是不好估计啊。
We cannot predict it, but we can fantasize about it.
但我们可以畅想啊，也许在我们这一代人老的时候，身边可能围绕的就是机器人了。
Yeah, it could be possible that we are all like surrounded by robots when like I'm old, then there are probably robots taking care of me.
以后我们养老的时候，人家都是膝下有子女，我们是膝下有机器人，机器人家政工作人员。
Yeah, or, I mean, you already have it now that some robotic stores are popping up. I was in a convenience store the other day, and there was no one behind the counter. I could just pay directly with my phone and leave the store.
对呀，所以未来真是不敢去想，万一都是机器人怎么办？就像这个文章里写到的，连学校教育都没有老师了，只有机器人在这里。你今天的作业做了吗？请你赶紧交上你的作业。
Wow, Jinjin can really pretend she's a robot.
是吧？万一以后给你主持节目的都是，欢迎收听北京外语广播，正在播出的英语 PK 台。
Welcome.
以后老师都没了。
英语 PK 台。Welcome.
万一以后是这样子可怎么办？是的。
It's kind of weird listening to that, wouldn't it?
是不是很有趣啊？ The fun they had. 好了，一起来进入到今天的故事。
The Fun They Had by Isaac Asimov. Margie even wrote about it that night in her diary on the page headed May 17, 2157. She wrote, "Today, Tommy found a real book." It was a very old book. Margie's grandfather once said that when he was a little boy, his grandfather told him thatThere was a time when all stories were printed on paper. They turned the pages, which were yellow and crinkly, and it was awfully funny to read words that stood still instead of moving the way they were supposed to on a screen, you know? "Gee," Tommy said, "what a waste. When you're through with the book, you just throw it away, I guess.Our television screen must have had a million books on it, and it's good for plenty more. I wouldn't throw it away." "Same with mine," said Margie. She was 11 and hadn't seen as many telebooks as Tommy had. He was 13. She said, "Where did you find it?" "In my house," he pointed without looking because he was busy reading. "In the attic." "What's it about?" "School." Margie was scornful. "School? What's there to write about school? I hate school." Margie always hated school, but now she hated it more than ever. The mechanical teacher had been giving her test after test in geography, and she had been doing worse and worse until her mother had shaken her headsorrowfully and sent the county inspector. He was a round little man with a red face and a whole box of tools with dials and wires. He smiled at Margie and gave her an apple, then took the teacher apart.
好，这是今天的第一段啊。我刚才已经看到聊天室同学们的评论说，要是以后 PK 台也是机器人主持，那就会变成一个没有灵魂的节目。
That sounds so funny. But yeah, no, correct. It wouldn't be an alive program. It would be very mechanical to listen to and actually quite boring, and we wouldn't want that.
机器人也能做直播节目，他会说 Brenda, 你说什么？你说我们节目没有灵魂。
什么？
其实我们这种好奇啊，跟今天文中的这两位小孩小朋友的好奇是一模一样。来，我们读一读。
Margie even wrote about it that night in her diary.
Margie 那天晚上啊，甚至把这件事情都写进了自己的日记里啊。Wrote about it, 写什么东西 ?In her diary.
Yeah, A diary is a book. It can also be a normal notebook or, yeah, I think in her case, it's probably like some screen where she wrote on, right?
Hey, you know what? 现在啊，我们都开始写 e-diary 了。就是 years ago,
yeah,
我们是 write a real diary.
Yeah, they wrote probably in the past, they all wrote in some book or some notebook, some paper. But now in this year, 2157, she probably wrote it down on some screen.
是我们小的时候写日记，我还记得都是那个带锁的那种日记。
Yeah, I remember.
是不是带锁的那个日记本还拿钥匙开呢？ Mm-hmm. 现在啊，都是下载一个 app，
yeah，
直接在 app 上边写日记了。你说说，这就是几十年的功夫，就变化了，
yeah，
是不是
？And the key is then a password, a 密码。
对呀、
啊。On the page headed May 17, 2157，
这个 headed 的意思是什么呢
？Well, written on top of the page, there was May 17. So if a page is headed with some word or a number, then it's on the top of the page. It's the first word or sentence on the top of the page.
就是标题，这个地方 headed 就是标题。
Yeah, so this story is headed with the fun they had.
标题是什么呢？是2157年的5月17日。他写到。
She wrote, "Today, Tommy found a real book."
今天，汤米发现了一本真正的书。
It was a very old book.
这是一本啊，非常古老的书。
Margie's grandfather once said that when he was a little boy, his grandfather told him that there was a time when all stories were printed on paper.
哇，这个时间线就很长了，是 Margie 的 grandfather，
yeah，
他的祖父。
So it's probably someone who lived in the year 2019, like we're living in now.
也有可能是生活在今天哈。你想想 ，Margie 的祖父说，当他是个小男孩的时候。那就是说祖父的祖父的故事了。
Yeah.
当他还是个小男孩的时候，他的祖父告诉他。说呀，曾经这个世界上啊，曾几何时吧 ，there was a time when all stories were printed on paper。这个历史上啊，有那么一段时间，据说这些故事啊，都是印在纸上的 ，printed on paper。好像在说我们今天这些远古人啊，别看我们今天觉得自己挺现代、挺摩登的，在未来看来，我们也不过就是一群老土而已。
They turned the pages, which were yellow.And crinkly.
哇，那些人不仅把故事印在书上，他们翻页的时候，这个书页是黄色的，并且呢是 crinkly， 是带着褶皱的。
Yeah, it had a lot of folds and it was very wrinkly. So the pages were crinkly, as if they were like all crumpled up.
皱巴巴的。
And it was awfully funny to read words that stood still.Instead of moving the way they were supposed to on a screen, you know.
他们说呀，真是 awfully funny. Awfully 在这里呢，它就不是贬义了，它是一个形容，非常非常非常的。
Yeah, it's very, very, very funny.
非常有趣。做什么事很有趣啊？就是去读那些字。那些字呢，是 stood still.是站那儿不动的，站在纸上不动的，而不是像今天这样 moving the way they were supposed to。 什么意思啊？就是按照该走的方向，按照 supposed to 该走的方向来进行机械化的一种移动 on a screen， 在屏幕上啊、哦，一排一排移动移动移动。
Yeah,
you know?
So you can imagine like having a screen in front of you and then the words just pass by so you can read them when they flash up and then it goes on and on like that.
大家读过电子书吧？啊，电子书就是这样手动翻页了。
Yeah.
就他们就觉得说，哎呀，以前那种读书的滋味是，哎，这字儿在书上是不动的，挺有趣的，他们没见过。
Gee, said Tommy, what a waste.When you're through with the book, you just throw it away, I guess.
Gee 是一个口语的感叹词。
It's just like, oh my, 天哪。
对，天哪。Tommy 就说，这太浪费了。这太浪费了。What a waste. 我猜 when you are through with this book,be through with something, 它的意思是完成了。
Yeah, when you're finished with the book, when you're through with something, you're finished, you're done with it.
当他们读完这本书的时候，就把它扔了， throw it away.
I guess our television screen must have had a million books on it, and it's good for plenty more. I wouldn't throw it away.
他就觉得吧，这小朋友就猜哈，就说哟，你这一本要读完了就扔了，这多浪费呀。那你看我们现在这个电视屏幕上 television screen, 我们电视屏幕上可能就会有 million books on it, 有一百万本书。
Yeah, so many books on it, and yeah, there's enough room to put more books on the television. So why would you throw it away? I wouldn't throw away mine.
对呀，我们这电视屏幕上能容纳100万本书，而且还有可能容纳更多。It's good for plenty more. I wouldn't throw it away. 我才不会扔掉它呢。
Same with mine, said Margie.
Margie 说，我也不会的。你看我这也这样。
She was 11 and hadn't seen as many telebooks as Tommy had.
好，那会儿的新概念就出来了，叫 telebooks, 就是电视机屏幕上的书了。
Yeah,
是吧
telebooks, it's a new word, and it means, like, just as it says, it means a book on television, telebook.
哦，就是一个 television 和 book 的一个合成词。
Yeah.
电视机书。想见作者那个年代他没有预料到现在的互联网书 ,ebook.
Yeah, ebook, that's also something new, like email, ebook. It's the same, right?
对。当然了马吉呢只有11岁。他还没有像13岁的 Tommy 那样读过那么多的电视书。
Yeah. Tommy was 13, so he had read more telebooks than she.
然后马吉就问他说
She said, where did you find it?
你是在哪儿找到这本老书的呀
In my house.
在我家呀。
He pointed without looking.
Pointed without looking. 就是指自己家的方向。
Yeah.
看都没看。
He pointed towards his house. He was like, oh yeah, in my house somewhere.
就像一个人在埋头很忙的时候，你问他，东西在哪儿啊？头也没抬就指指那儿。
Exactly like that.
就是 pointed without looking. 为什么？
Because he was busy reading.
对了，因为他也在忙着读书呢。
In the attic.
Attic. A-T-T-I-C. 是什么？阁楼。
Yeah.
阁楼。
It's aTop room in a building, so in a house usually. Usually people store their things over there in the top of the house just so they don't have to look at it.
这个房屋的构造不一样哈，现在住楼房的人是不知道什么叫阁楼了。一般来讲是储藏物。
Okay.
或者是摆一个
Storage room?
或者是放一个 tent, 一个帐篷在阁楼里，通常是小朋友在那儿。玩耍的地方。
Yeah, it's also a place where a lot of, like, children like to play.
Attic, 就是国外的这个房屋构造里的阁楼。
What's it about?
那它是关于什么的书呢?
School.
学校。
Margie was scornful.
Scornful 这个字我们来学习一下。Scorn.
Yeah.
Scorn. S-C-O-R-N-F-U-L.
Yeah, scornful comes from the word scorn.To scorn, that means that you treat someone or something as if they don't really, deserve your respect or approval. So if you do something scornful, you do it in a way that really shows that you dislike this thing, that you really, like, not respect this thing.
所以 scornful 的意思是 full of scorn.
Yeah, full of
full
scorn.
Full of 轻蔑, full of...什么
Yeah, full of disgust, basically.
不喜欢。其实 scorn 也是一个词根。大家知道吗那个天蝎座 ,Scorpio.
Yeah, indeed.
Scorpio, 天蝎座就是这个 S-C-O-R.、
Mm-hmm.
好就是一种比较浓重的色彩啊 ,scornful. Marty 就露出了一种特别轻蔑的一个神情啊就说学校。
School? What's there to write about school?I hate school.
学校有什么好写的? 我讨厌学校。一本书竟然写关于学校。
Margie always hated school.
Margie 是一直啊就讨厌学校。
But now, she hated it more than ever.
您瞧瞧现在比那以往啊更讨厌了。Hated it more than ever.
The mechanical teacher had been giving her test after test in geography. And she had been doing worse and worse until her mother had shaken her head sorrowfully and sent for the county inspector.
这个老师前面是个什么形容词
?Mechanical.
对了，现在 Margie 他们学校的老师啊都是那种 mechanical teacher, 都是机器人老师了。这些机器人老师呢一直在给他测试，你看 ,have been giving her test after test.
Yeah, so,
一次次的。
He gave her constantly tests. Every day she had tests.
不停歇的。在哪方面哪学科啊 ?geography, 地理方面的。
Yeah, and I'm sure she did not really like geography. I mean, I didn't like geography. I didn't know anyone who actually liked geography in school.
地理其实很有趣哦。地理也是个很有趣的学科。
Yeah. I mean,It is very interesting, but not when you are 11 years old and you don't want to know where Tokyo is or where Africa is located.
其实有的时候我们不喜欢一门学科，主要是因为我们可能不太喜欢那个学科老师的教学的方式。
Yeah. It is very important to, like, for teachers to have a good relationship with their, like, students. Otherwise, the students really don't like the class.
如果说一个老师把地理学、化学什么啊历史学的历史学科都讲得很生动有趣，同学们也都喜欢啊。
嗯哼，
你看这个机器人给发测验啊，会显得没有什么人情味儿哈、啊。一次一次的
，pass
failed pass failed another test， 就像我们现在玩电子游戏似的，打那个打通关似的。
Indeed, it's very cold and very unpersonal. She had been doing worse and worse.Until her mother had shaken her head sorrowfully and sent for the county inspector.
虽然说这机器人老师对他一次又一次的测验哈，但是他的成绩呢却一次又比一次糟了。Doing worse and worse. 直到他的妈妈 shaking her head, 摇着头 sorrowfully.
Yeah, really.
Sorrow 是很悲伤的状态。
Yeah, really thinking, oh, what to do with this child?
这个孩子没有救了，没救了 ,sorrowfully. And sent for the
county inspector.
还请来了县里的那个什么检察员。
Yeah, so a county inspector was someone who checks on the county, that is an area in a country that's like a province or state, so to say, and yeah, he checks if everyone is doing as they are supposed to do.
说你这个成绩这么差，是老师的问题吗？然后呢，这个人就来了啊。He was a
round little man.
Round 是圆脸 ，little 是个儿不高啊的一个男人。
With a red face,
脸是红扑扑的
and a whole box of tools with dials and wires.
Wow, 带了一整箱的工具 box of tools with dials 是那个拨盘
Yeah, these are like buttons on a machine that you can dial, that you can turn, so like to adjust the volume of something.
大家知道以前那种老式的电话呀，知道吗？就是 dial 一圈，拨过去，回来，不过去再回来。
I saw a video once, they gave such a phone to two, like, kids of 16, 17, and they gave them the assignment to dial a phone number within 1 minute with that thing. They did not know how to do that. They did not succeed.
哎，说到电话呀，想必小时候家里第一次装电话的时候，大家都很激动，是吧？后来谁还用电话现在？
Nobody.
不用了，不用座机了，总机分机也不用转了。它有拨盘 ,dials 和 wires, 和电线什么的，反正就是一工具箱。它来干嘛呢？
He smiled at Margie and gave her an apple, then took the teacher apart.
呵，他微笑着，给了 Margie 一个苹果。不是现在这个 apple 哈。
No, I don't think he gave her an actual Apple phone.
给了他一个苹果，然后呢，就把老师给拆了。Took the teacher apart. Took something apart. 就是把什么东西给拆解，拆分了。好，第二段。
Margie had hoped he wouldn't know how to put it together again, but he knew how, all right. And After an hour or so, there it was, again, large and black and ugly with a big screen on which all the lessons were shown and the questions were asked. That wasn't so bad. The part Margie hated most was the slot where she had to put homework and test papers. She always had to write them out in a punch code. They made her learn when she was 6 years old, and the mechanical teacher calculated the mark in no time. Margie was disappointed. She had been hoping they would take the teacher away altogether. They had once taken Tommy's teacher away for nearly a month because the history sector had blanked out completely. So she said to Tommy, "Why would anyone write about school?" Tommy looked at her with very superior eyes. "Because it's not our kind of school, stupid. This is the old kind of school that they had hundreds and hundreds of years ago," he added loftily, pronouncing the word carefully, "centuries ago." Margie was hurt. "Well, I don't know what kind of school they had all that time ago." She read the book over his shoulder for a while, then said, "Anyway, they had a teacher." "Sure, they had a teacher, but it wasn't a regular teacher. It was a man." "A man? How could a man be a teacher?" "Well, he just told the boys and girls things and gave them homework and asked them questions." "A man isn't smart enough."
"Sure he is. My father knows as much as my teacher."
"He can't. A man can't know as much as a teacher."
"He knows almost as much, I betcha."
两个小孩的对话非常有趣啊，像以前我们书里读到的孔子东游见两小孩辩日问其故，这两个小孩就争辩起来了。从这两段话我们可以看出来 Margie 是有多讨厌 school。
Yeah, she really, really, like, dislikes school.
她为什么这么不喜欢呢？
Margie had hoped he wouldn't know how to put it together again.
Margie 甚至希望啊，这个修理员 wouldn't know, 不知道 how to put it together, put it together, 把这东西给组装好。
But he knew how, all right. And
当然，人家当然知道怎么来组装这机器了。
And after an hour or so,
after an hour or so.就是大约一个小时左右 or so 左右。
There it was again.
哈哈 ,there it was. 就是说恢复正常了 ,there it was.
Large and black and ugly with a big screen on, with all the lessons were shown and the questions were asked.
听听朱莉老师这个语气啊，其实他就是以 Margie 小女孩的视角啊来写来看这个机器人。他用的形容词是首先 large, 大的。第二 black, 黑的。第三 ugly, 丑的。
Yeah, she really did not like the way the teacher looked.
就是什么东西啊摆在家里这黑乎乎的一片。同时还有一个大大的屏幕 a big screen on which all the lessons were shown. 大屏幕上呢展示着各种各样的课程并且各种各样提问。各种的问题 shown and the questions were asked, 各种来提你的问。
That wasn't so bad.
这还不是最糟糕的。
The part Margie hated most was the slot where she had to put homework and test papers.
Margie 最讨厌的就是那个 slot, 那个什么卡槽、
yeah.
S-L-O-T, 卡槽。
The part in a machine or in some other thing where you have to insert other things.
对，自动提款机是吧、
yeah.
插卡那地儿。
Yeah.
那卡槽是用来干嘛的呢 ?She had to put homework and test papers, 用来放入家庭作业和试卷的。
She always had to write them out in a punch code. They made her learn when she was 6 years old.
他总是需要 write them out 是什么意思啊
Well, to write them out is to write them down to
写下来，写出来。
Yeah, just write everything. I mean, she can think the answer in her head, right? But no, that's not enough. She actually has to put it on paper. To write something out is to put some idea or an answer to something on paper.
就是说你还不能直接写 write something out， 不能直接把问题的答案写出来，你还得用一个 punch code。
Yeah,
a punch code， 要于一个they made her learn， 他们让她学会的一种代码来把这答案写出来，等于你还得转译成代码才行。
It could be that by that time, normal letters and normal words were already replaced by punch codes. So combinations of letters and like figures that meant something and that everyone in the world could know.
哇，你想想未来的那个世界，已经是人们不说语言了，全是用代码。
Could be.
没有文字了，可能像中国这样，这种优美的汉文字，万一未来也没有了。
I hope not. 汉字 are so pretty.
对呀、啊，万一没有了呢？都变成一些 punch code， 交作业都不写答案了，不写字儿了，全写代码了。然后他六岁的时候，人们就强迫他学习啊这些代码来完成试卷和作业。
And the mechanical teacher calculated the mark in no time.
完了，他这个机器老师呢，在最短的时间内 ，in no time， 最迅速的时间内，迅速的 calculate the mark，
yes,
算出分数
，super fast。Margie was disappointed.
Margie 是非常非常的失望啊。
She had been hoping they would take the teacher away altogether.
她其实一直希望着他们能不能把这台老师给彻底的带走算了。
They had once taken Tommy's teacher away for nearly a month because the history sector had blanked out completely.
同时呢，其实他们曾经把 Tommy 的老师带走了将近一个月的时间，因为什么呢？因为历史课的部分全都被删除了。
Yeah, blanked out, like it contained no information anymore. So every time Tommy wanted to do a history class, his teacher just did not respond, did not do anything because there was an error in the computer.
机器有 bug， 哈，没来得及反应过来，历史课部分没有了。其实孩子挺高兴的。
Yeah, for children, that's the best. Even now, when the teacher is sick or something, it's always the best for children, right?
是。然后呢，他就对汤米说。
So she said to Tommy, why would anyone write about school?
为什么有人会写关于学校的事儿呢？
Tommy looked at her with very superior eyes.
这里的一个 superior, 高高在上的，就很生动地描写出来了 Tommy 那种傲慢的神情啊，优越感非常强的眼睛 in at her with look at her with superior eyes.
Yeah, he was looking as if he knew everything better than her.
那种居高临下的眼神，就13岁对11岁的那种你什么都不懂的眼神。
Because it's not our kind of school, stupid.
傻瓜 stupid， 因为它不是我们这种学校啊。
This is the old kind of school that they had hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
哎呀，这是好几年前的那种老式学校了。Hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
He added loftily.
Loftily. Loftily 是一个什么语气？
Yeah, very 骄傲的 very,、uh-huh. very bragging, very like showing that he was right and she was wrong.
哦、uh-huh. 就是这种比较傲慢的啊，优越感很强的，跟前面的 superior 形成前后对照了。
Mm-hmm. Pronouncing the word carefully.
发出词语很清晰，也就是说字正腔圆的一字一句的跟他说
centuries ago，
对 centuries ago，
yeah, that means hundreds and hundreds of years ago，
那是几个世纪以前的事儿了好吗？
Margie was hurt。
好， Margie 用现在的话来说这句话叫做 Margie 自闭了。
Yeah，
Margie 心灵受到了一万点伤害，都可以这么说。 Margie was hurt。
Well， I don't know whatkind of school they had all that time ago.
好吧，我也不知道他们那个时候学校是什么样的。
She read the book over his shoulder for a while.
Read the book over his shoulder. 啊，这个情景大家想一下。 Margie 把头靠在 Tommy 的肩膀上，就叫做 over one's shoulder。 他是趴在他的肩膀上看了一会儿这本书，然后他就说
Anyway, they had a teacher.
反正不管怎么说吧，他们那儿那时候啊有老师。
Sure, they had a teacher, but it wasn't a regular teacher. It was a man.
好，两个小孩子的对话开始了。男孩说他们当然有老师，但不是那种 regular teacher, 不是普通的老师。是啊，是人。
A man? How could a man be a teacher?
人？人怎么可能当老师呢？
Well, he just told the boys and girls things and gave them homework and asked them questions.
其实 Tommy 也不知道，他没见过，但是他可以猜呀。他猜到说呀，哎呀，他也是就负责给男孩女孩们讲解课程啊，给他们留家庭作业呀。
Gave things and gave them homework and asked them questions.
A man isn't smart enough.
可是人不够聪明啊。
Sure he is.
当然聪明了。
My father knows as much as my teacher.
我爸爸，知道吧？我爸知道的，哎，跟我老师一样多。
He can't. A man can't know as much as a teacher.
小女孩就说不可能，人怎么可能知道的跟老师一样多呢？
He knows almost as much, I betcha.
I betcha 的是一个什么词的简写啊？
I dare to bet. I dare to say this is the truth.
我打赌，我确信，就是说，在 Marge 的眼中，他认为一个人他怎么能跟机器相比呢？
Yeah, in her head, a machine, a mechanical teacher is always smarter than a person. Is always smarter than a man. So her mind is blown by the idea that a man would teach someone things because a machine is way more smarter.
他不仅没有见过人做老师的这个年代，同时他还觉得人是不可能来做老师的，那机器绝对是比人聪明多了，厉害多了。这就是在他看来不可思议的事情啊。
Margie wasn't prepared to dispute that. She said, I wouldn't want a strange man in my house to teach me. Tommy screamed with laughter. Ha! 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 Oh! You don't know much, Margie. The teachers didn't live in the house. They had a special building, and all the kids went there.
And all the kids learned the same thing?
Sure, if they were the same age.
But my mother says a teacher has to be adjusted to fit the mind of each boy and girl it teaches, and that each kid has to be taught differently.
Just the same, they didn't do it that way then. Ah, if you don't like it, you don't have to read the book.
I didn't say I didn't like it,
Margie said quickly. She wanted to read about those funny schools.They weren't even half finished when Margie's mother called.
Margie! School!
Margie looked up.
Not yet, Mama. Now! Said Mrs. Jones. And it's probably time for Tommy, too.
Nick 老师把这个小朋友的对话演绎得很好啊。
Yeah, very well. Very well done. Margie wasn't prepared to dispute that.
好不容易文中见到一个难词。Dispute.
Yeah.
Dispute.
To argue about that. To fight that.
争论、啊、一定是要争个输赢的那种争论和辩论。马吉呢也不准备在这件事情上跟他辩论了。
She said, I wouldn't want a strange man in my house to teach me.
他也展开了自己的想象。他说，我可不希望家里啊有一个陌生人来给我上课呢。
Tommy screamed with laughter.
Scream with laughter.
Yeah, he was like, ah, ha, 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 ha.
对，就是这个，刚才 Nick 老师的笑声我们也听到了。
Yeah.
是 scream 又是尖叫着， laughter 又是笑声，就是尖叫着就笑起来了。
You don't know much, Margie. The teachers didn't live in the house.
哎，你真的不懂啦。 You don't know much, Margie. 你不懂啦。老师们啊，根本就不住在我们学生家里。
They had a special building, and all the kids went there.
他们有一座特别的建筑，有一座专门的建筑 ,special building. All the kids went there. 所有的孩子们都到那儿去上课。
And all the kids learned the same thing?
你是说那所有的孩子都要学同样的东西？
Sure, if they were the same age.
那当然啦，如果他们年龄都一样大的话。
But my mother says a teacher has to be adjusted to fit the mind of each boy and girl it teaches and that each kid has to be taught differently.
这句话那么长，其实它的核心意思就是说因材施教。我们来看他怎么说的哈。妈妈说呀，说一个老师呢必须要 be adjusted, 调整适应来 fit, 适合 the mind of each boy and girl, 每一个男孩和女孩的心智的情况。同时呢 ,and
each kid has to be taught differently.
每一个孩子都必须啊被不同的方式给教育和教导。其实就是因人施教，因材施教。
Just the same, they didn't do it that way then. If you don't like it, you don't have to read the book.
可是呢，可是他们完全没有那么做啊。Just the same, they didn't do it that way then. 他们没有那么做，他们就是怎么说呢
？If you don't like it, you don't have to read the book.
他们就是以完全相同的方式给孩子上课的，就是说如果你不喜欢这种方式，你就没必要读这本书了。
I didn't say I didn't like it, Margie said quickly.
Margie 说，我倒也没说我不喜欢哈。
She wanted to read about those funny schools.
她还真想读一读这边有关于有趣的学校的事情。
They weren't even half finished when Margie's mother called.
好，当 Margie 的母亲叫唤他们的时候啊，他们还没有来得及读完一半呢。They weren't half finished.
Yeah, they were not finished like over the half of the book. Margie, school!
妈妈就呼唤她，上学了。
Margie looked up. Not yet, 妈妈。
好， Margie 这个时候就 looked up, 就是抬起头来啊，从书堆当中抬起头来。她说，哎呀，再等会儿吧，还没准备好呢。
Now, said Mrs. Jones.
好，琼斯太太就说，现在，必须，马上，立即。
And it's probably time for Tommy too.
再说了，Tommy上学的时间也快到了。
Margie said to Tommy, Can I read the book some more with you after school? Maybe, he said nonchalantly. He walked away whistling...The dusty old book tucked beneath his arm. Margie went into the schoolroom. It was right next to her bedroom, and the mechanical teacher was on and waiting for her. It was always on at the same time every day except Saturday and Sunday, because her mother said little girls learned better if they learned at regular hours.The screen was lit up, and it said, Today's arithmetic lesson is on the addition of proper fractions. Please insert yesterday's homework in the proper slot. Margie did so with a sigh. She was thinking about the old schools they had when her grandfather's grandfather was a little boy. All the kids from the whole neighborhood came.Laughing and shouting in the schoolyard, sitting together in the schoolroom, going home together at the end of the day. They learned the same things so they could help one another on the homework and talk about it. And the teachers were people. The mechanical teacher was a flashing on the screen. When we add the fractions half and one quarter, Margie was thinking about how the kids...Must have loved it in the old days. She was thinking about the fun they had.
Margie and Tommy 那个年代 的那种没有人烟的感觉了，孤独感了。
Margie said to Tommy, Can I read the book some more with you after school?
他对 Tommy 说，我可以放学后和你一起读这本书吗？
Maybe, he said nonchalantly.
Nonchalantly, 就是满不在乎的，冷漠的。
Yeah, very casual, very as if he didn't really care.
就13岁的少年已经表现出一种酷的神情了。
Yeah, he was very like pretending to be cool.
对,啊,也许吧。
He walked away whistling, the dusty old book tucked beneath his arm.
Whistling, 吹着口哨,啊,他吹着口哨就走开了,然后呢,把这本满是灰尘的书啊 ,tucked, C, 夹在 beneath his arm, 夹在他的腋下。啊，夹着就走了。你看，我看的是这么一本书，多酷啊
！Margie went into the schoolroom.
玛吉走进了教室。
It was right next to her bedroom.
哎，这教室啊，就在她卧室旁边。
And the mechanical teacher was on and waiting for her.
机器人老师已经怎么样？准备好了 ？On 就是已经被打开，处于开启的状态了。然后呢，在等着她。
It was always on at the same time every day, except Saturday and Sunday.
每一天，除了那周六周日之外，天天都是同一个时间准时开机。
Because her mother said little girls learned better if they learned at regular hours.
因为妈妈说呀，小女孩 learn better, 学得更好，如果她们 learn at regular hours,他们要是遵守这个作息时间，在规律的时间段上课，学习应该会更好的。
The screen was lit up.
Lit up, 就是 light up 的一个。
Yeah, it was all in light. It was flashing.
突然间屏幕全都亮起来了。
And it said,
接下来这句就是机器人的声音。
Today's arithmetic lesson is on the addition of proper fractions.
今天的算术课 ,arithmetic, 就是Math 课程哈
Yeah, it's math.
Is on the addition. 什么意思
Addition is, well, 1 plus 1 is 2. Everything with plus, in my understanding.
加法。加法。什么的加法呢真分数 proper fractions. 真分数的加法。今天这是我们的课堂内容。
Please insert yesterday's homework into the proper slot.
Insert.就是咱们插卡的那个插、
yeah.
insert 请在相应的卡槽中放入昨天的家庭作业
Margie did so with a sigh
哎，我们都能感觉到 Margie 此时此刻有一种多么的乏味
yeah,
多么的绝望
she was really sad
多么的无趣
She was thinking about the old schools they had when her grandfather's grandfatherwas a little boy.
他这满脑子里想的呀哎呦都是他那个祖父的祖父还是个小男孩的时候那种老式学校的样子。
All the kids from the whole neighborhood came, laughing and shouting in the schoolyard.
整个街区的孩子 from the whole neighborhood 都来了来到同一个地方。他们在一块儿
Yeah, they're laughing.
他们一起在学校的操场上欢笑着。大喊着
Sitting together in the schoolroom
坐在同一间的教室里
Going home together at the end of the day
放学的时候能一起回家
They learned the same things
他们学习同样的东西
So they could help one another on the homework and talk about it
所以啊他们可以在完成家庭作业的时候相互帮助一起讨论
And the teachersWere people.
还有老师们都是人。
The mechanical teacher was flashing on the screen.
而这个时候他身边的机器人开始在屏幕上 flashing, 闪烁着。
When we add the fractions, a half and one fourth.
当我们把分数二分之一和四分之一加在一起时
Margie was thinking about how the kids must have loved it in the old days. She was thinking about the fun they had.
而此时此刻，玛吉的脑海里想的就是那时的孩子们一定会非常喜欢那样的上课方式。她想象着他们所拥有的那些学习的乐趣。
the fun they had.
Yeah, having fun at school with all your fellow friends and classmates and real teachers and breaks that you can enjoy together. I think Margie was very lonely as a child.
不换个视角看一看啊，我们真不知道原来今天我们所拥有的这些生活，其实在未来的人看来可能是很珍惜的，很有温度，很有感觉的。
I mean, already there are people saying that technology makes us more lonely, because technology is like gradually replacing humans in a way, and yeah, that makes people more distant from each other and more, yeah, lonely. Of course, it's very convenient, but where do you draw the line?
先别说以后哈，机器人老师进家，这是肯定的了。就是现在大家在一起聚会的时候，已经不像以前那样，咱们互相聊天了。
Totally.
大家都是拿着手机玩。
Yeah, indeed. We do have now more and more restaurants that say if you hand in your phone at the cashier, then you get a discount on your meal price because we like social interaction. That's what the restaurant says.
现在我们的生活里哈，无论你在什么样的公共场所，放眼望去，人们都是拿着手机在玩。
Yeah, I think it's a bit, for me, it's kind of impolite when people do that.
这种人情味的东西，万一以后越来越少了，那咱们能做什么？咱们只能珍惜现在还有的那些人和人之间的 connection。
I even don't really like e-books, if I have to be honest, because we stare so much time in a screen that, I don't know about you guys, but my eyes really can hurt, you know? So, after I did my work, or after I read a lot of things on WeChat, for example, because we all have to do that, right? Then I prefer to have a paper book.
其实，做学生的，做孩子的，也有不喜欢去学校的时候。
Yeah, of course.
觉得学校也没有什么好哈，就是老考试啊，什么压力大之类的。
Of course. There's no kid who 100% likes school, I guess.
但你想想，你万一以后连个这种都没有了
，Yeah.
只有个机器人老师陪着你学习，是你的这个学习效率肯定更高了，针对性更强了。但是你没有伙伴了
，Yeah.
可能
You don't have anyone to play with in the break.
大家可能就在虚拟世界里课间休息了，就不会跟真人接触了。
Mm-hmm. You don't have anyone to discuss homework with. You just have to do it all yourself.
人呢，毕竟还是有一种群体性的一面。
We are definitely group people.
是，还是有群体性的一面。
We're social beings.
就是这个作者写这篇文章的目的啊，其实他就是来表达一种什么呢？就是反观的视角，然后对于未来的一种担忧。你担忧，其实担忧未来也没有用，但是提醒我们要珍惜今天啊，我们身边还有人群相伴的时候。
I think he was worried indeed, but worrying about the future is something that is never useful. But maybe we can have it as a kind of reminder, these kind of stories, a reminder for us that we should not go too far, perhaps, in the use of technology.
对。其实不管是从前还是现在，未来我们不知道啊，但人们渴望的都是那种人和人之间有温度的交流，而不是人和机器的一种很枯燥的相对。
Exactly.
和机器面对面学习这样的生活，我想有的人也许会喜欢，但是可能大多数人可能受不了，大家想想自己能不能接受。反正智能化的未来是不可避免的。我们现在生活中有机器人 robots 的出现，我们会觉得啊 ，it's new, it's fresh.
Yeah, right now we're all kind of happy, and everyone is going to the robotic Heidi Lau and the robotic Luckin Coffee.
哇，来个机器人，哇，好新鲜啊
！Yeah.
哦，后来才知道，哎呀，天哪，还不如以前呢。
Indeed. We will always miss the past in a certain nostalgic way.
当然，这只是一种设想。2057年并没有到来，还没有到来的时候，我们是这么去想的。
Indeed.
但是到来以后，可能也未必那么糟糕啊。
Let's stay optimistic and let's not think too much drama of it, because you never know. Might be like totally the opposite of what's happening. A return to paper books, maybe.
嗯，这位作家呢，还写有《基地》系列、《银河帝国》三部曲和《机器人》系列，这三大系列被誉为科幻圣经。喜欢 science fiction 的同学可以找这部作品来看一下。他曾经获得科幻界最高荣誉雨果奖和星云终生成就大师奖，很厉害的。
Very, very much.
就在今天的美文系列里，系列里给大家带来一篇简单的介绍吧。我们一起来感受一下 The fun they had.
The fun they had.
好，现在的课堂上也是我们一起在共有的一种乐趣，我们要珍惜。好了，谢谢大家的收听，谢谢朱莉老师，下次见。
Thank you for listening. See you next time.